Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Frank Lavin back on the show. Frank is a, golly, 9 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the CEO and the founder of Export Now. He's been working hard every day for a long time to reverse the, to at least try to get some equilibrium in our balance of trade with China. He's a former Undersecretary of International Trade at the U.S. Department of Commerce, and he's been our friend for a long time. Frank Lavin, welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me back. It's always fun. Always great to chat with you.
Good to have you back. So I was telling the audience about reminding them about what you do, and I was just pointing out that we got this incredible trade imbalance with China, and you're trying to help create some equilibrium with that, aren't you?
Well, what we do is we take any U.S. e-commerce site, any consumer site in the U.S., and we can replicate that and run it in China, whether it's Fender guitars, which we do, or Abbott baby formula, Similac, which we do, or we help set up Ocean Spray to sell cranberry juice and dried cranberries. We help set up Smucker's to sell jams and jellies. So, and Harley Davidson, so, you know, there's a lot of great American products, great American brands, but we've just given the e-commerce window to China.
And where's the fulfillment for that? Does that take place in China? Or does it take place here to the individual?
Yeah.
Or aren't you staging it in China?
Yeah, you can do it either way. You can do it either way. And for smaller companies and middle market companies, they might want to avoid the expense of staging inventory in China. They don't know the market yet, and so it's matured a little bit. But for the bigger companies, they're going all in. They're saying, listen, we've got to move a product in country, we know it's going to work in a way. So it kind of depends on your appetite. It's always better to get close to the customer, whatever country you're in.
Well, if somebody pushes the enter key and lays their money down, they're saying, okay, when's it going to get here?
Well, exactly right. And it's also consumer confidence and just ease of, think of yourself. Think of yourself when you're buying something online. And if they say, you know, you wanted this specialty car part or something, and they say, fine, we're going to ship it in from Germany, it'll be there. It's just a little less appealing. If you say, no, it's the local Chevy dealer's got it, it'll be there tomorrow, you say, that's cool, that's why I like e-commerce.
Well, it's been fun to watch you build this company over the last 8 or 9 years. I mean, I remember, I think you just about launched it on my show back in the day, and it's been fun to see how...
Yeah, you were one of the first guys we talked with, because, even in a domestic setting, Jim, e-commerce empowers the smaller business person. It's a sort of a very democratic, mechanism, but now the smaller business, mid-sized business has shelf space or has national or international visibility, but, 20 years ago, unless somebody knew your P.O. box or knew your store could get to you, they couldn't buy anything, so it's a very... empowering tool,
especially if you've got any kind of digital product, like a training program or something like that, that can literally be delivered in a matter of a second or two.
When you go back to early days of e-commerce, it was things like trains, tickets, plane tickets, bank, online banking. And you go 20 years ago, it was all the digital product. Sure.
Well, and so. These are so basically what you do is if they've got it a website that has the ability to fulfill from the website, you replicate that in China and it just goes to work and all that's left is to share the money and execute the delivery of everything. So I wanted to ask you, one of the things I know you've been pointing out is the degree of the increase of e-commerce acceptance in China. It's amazing, isn't it?
Sure. Well, in every market, in the U.S., in every market, e-commerce is growing as a share of retail activity, but in China, it's ahead of the U.S. And I mean, look, the fact is the U.S. has a very mature, very well-developed retail sector, traditional sector, shopping malls, big box stores, outlet malls. And these are very, you know, spent 50 years, 100 years building out the chains
right.
and so forth. So people are very comfortable going to the mall, and the system works extremely well. China never had that level of development in
right.
the traditional sector. So when e-commerce comes along, it's like cell phones, leapfrogging
right.
Traditional phones, landline phones. You know, when you say, look,
they leaped over. The build-out to went
yeah.
right to e-commerce.
Yeah.
And so we'll come back after the break. We're going to talk some more about this. Could this be an opportunity
okay.
for you? And folks, this is good for America. Getting our products going that way is good for all of us. And we're gonna and Frank Lappin, he's on the cutting edge of that. Now, after 9 years, this hopefully is the cutting and not the leading edge, not the bleeding edge. 20 till right back with Frank Lappin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.